This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello everybody. Woo! Scott Hannon here, back in the host chair after a few days in New York City. Yeah, and glad to be back. As a matter of fact, missed the time behind the microphone, but had a great time with our fine group of listeners out in New York City. We packed a lot in. We really did, and feel like I came home with 70 new friends now. So it's really nice. Every one of you listening to this program, your family, your friends, we appreciate you. Todd and I have been in the radio business so long enough that we know you're the reason that we eat and that we provide for our families. And so we appreciate you very much and don't
Amen.
Ever want to get flippant about that. And so it's fun to spend some time with listeners like we do every day. And when you call and we interact with your texts or your emails, that's great. But to actually meet you and spend a few days with you, wow, is that cool. And that was really neat. Maria, my wife, and our son Alex even came out for a couple of days. He came out for the hockey game. And just had a fabulous time. Really, really just fantastic meeting all these people and having a great time. And so anybody on the trip that wants to weigh in and call, they're certainly welcome to talk about their favorite part. It probably was Madison Square Garden for me, but a close second was sitting underneath Lady Liberty, looking up at the Statue of Liberty. We did a dinner cruise the first full day we were there, and to see it all lit up, and the weather was a little misty, kind of cloudy, so you had this glow around Lady Liberty. We're literally right underneath it, looking up just that close out on this barge, and it was just incredible. So, but there was so much. There was North Dakota descended on New York City, just phenomenal. Everywhere you'd go, I mean, I literally was running into people everywhere in New York City, and there's 8 million people running around, and this tells you a lot of folks probably wearing all their UND gear and having a great time. And Madison Square Garden, 11,000 people there, and 8 or 9 of them wearing Sioux gear and cheering for North Dakota was pretty darn fun. Boston, Schmoston, they're an hour and a half away and they didn't even show up, Todd. They're just kind of hiding from us. So anyway.
Well, I mean, the Garden's a bigger deal to us. That's the place they play everybody they hate, so they probably want to avoid it.
Man, it was awesome. It really was cool.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, great time. I wish I had more time to talk, but I do want to get to the news of the day here. And there's a lot of it. What do you think, came up in casual conversation with our group and also in questions from people we interacted with when we said we were from North Dakota more than anything? Any ideas? Manny? Rev? Matt? Todd?
No idea.
No idea? What about that? What about that pipeline? What about that pipeline? Over and over and over again. Everybody, I ran into somebody from Philadelphia. They had a guy had a Philadelphia Eagles jacket on. I said, "You're welcome for Carson Wentz." Well, what are you talking about? Well, we're from North Dakota. And his wife said, "Oh, the pipeline. Oh, that's terrible. What they're doing to the people out there over that pipeline." So I really
it is terrible what was being done to us. I mean,
yeah, no kidding. So it is big news. And then of course we're literally the group that we were with kept saying, if you hear anything on the pipeline, let us know. And, we played for him Congressman Kevin Cramer's address before the Congress, before the House that he talked about. And, we'd keep him updated on things that were happening. But literally, when we landed last night, yesterday, I guess it was about 4 o'clock, and my phone lights up with breaking news alert after breaking news alert to say U.S. Army Corps of Engineers denies permit. Then the big news of the trip came, literally, on our way back. So, what about that news? Let's spend a little time thinking about that. First of all, when I saw it, I was not surprised. How could you be surprised? You have an Obama administration that has completely disregarded their own judge and his review of this entire process, chapter and verse. 58-page ruling where he goes through every objection you've heard repeated ad nauseum in the media and knocks it down. An Obama-appointed judge, okay? So, yet, we still are where we are. And we get this news Sunday night. Now, Here's my quick take on it. I have some questions for our audience, and one that is, you know, your reaction to it, what you think ought to happen now, and who you want answers from. Who do you want us to talk to? We did ask Senator Hovind to join us today. The Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley is going to join us today. The Executive Director of the National Sheriff's Association, Jonathan Thompson. So a lot of different perspectives. Law enforcement, state government, federal government, all represented here today on the program. I think it's time for answers from a lot of people, but I'm curious who you want answers from, what you want done about that. Here's my take about what we learned last night from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. First of all, no surprise, the Obama administration remains lawless. That's not a surprise, okay? Second of all, I think this was just a way to try, and I say try very emphatically, try and defuse the situation. Try and turn down the temperature a little bit. They put the news out Sunday night ahead of their December 5th deadline, ahead of this escalating situation with the veterans and the deplorable tactics these eco-terrorists have stooped to by reaching out to try and recruit vets with PTSD. And it's so low, it's unbelievable. So all of that was building, and the decision comes out a day before, in my view, an attempt to defuse the situation and have cooler heads prevail. I'm bolstered in that decision in that we have news that Dave Archambault, who has largely fueled the lawlessness and been completely absent without any kind of leadership through the vast majority of this, he's signed on to the eco-terrorist extreme environmentalists. I don't even doubt he's paying for that big new house with some of the money he's getting from these folks, flying around the country. He's all in as an eco-terrorist. Even he had to, last night, get on the Native American station, broadcast into the camps to say, go home, folks. Go home, folks. Take the winter off. Go be with your families. Literally telling everyone to go home, spend the winter with their families, thanking them for their help. So, Obama himself, you remember, not all that long ago, was saying, let's let this play out while we take a look at a reroute. So they announce a reroute, which is nothing short of ridiculous. The pipeline is built to each end of the Hawaii, and now they're talking reroute. I mean, it's logistically just the craziest thing ever. I think it's all a ruse. It all gets undone when Donald Trump takes office. So it's one more kick in the teeth to the oil and gas industry. It's one more gift for the eco-terrorists. You know, that's how these folks play. They kowtow to them. But in the end, really means very little. They weren't going to do anything proactively prior to the administration ending. So I'm not so sure it's that big a deal.
Let's watch it play out. How did that work out in Ferguson? Or how would that have worked out in Ferguson, rather?
One of the most egregious things uttered by this president. Just awful. Absolutely awful. Anyway, that's my take. Could be right, could be wrong. Want yours. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You could text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Who do you want on this program answering for this? Answering about where we are. Who can we track down answers from for you? Let me know. Jackie in South Dakota, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I just want to tell you I love Cape Fire and especially your show. I read all the articles, too, about the pipeline and just am in awe. But that's not really what I called for. For 2 years, I have not been able to go on that New York trip, and I want to go so bad. Are you going next year?
No, we didn't even really talk about that. We did last year a plan for, you know, this was the third year. Right?
This was the third year. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to lose track. But anyway,
sounds right.
We probably will, just because it's become a tradition. And being in New York at Christmas time is phenomenal. But it's fun.
Oh, awesome.
A lot of folks this year said, you know, I heard you talking about it. I really wanted to go. I couldn't go the first year. You know, we got to go this year. So, stay tuned. I don't know for sure, Jackie, but we'll go somewhere. You can come to Norway with us in June.
No. I go
you're
to
holding
Germany,
out.
But not.
You're going to hold out for New York. All right.
Yeah, I am holding out for New York. Yes. And your trip just sounds fabulous. A couple of years ago, I got the itinerary, and it was everything I wanted to do there. And I just want to go and have somebody take my hand and tell me what to do and where to go. So
yeah, I actually
like
learned.
A great trip.
It is. I learned something about New York this year that was really cool. I'll share that before the show's out today. But if you go to New York, Katz Deli is a must. That is just absolutely phenomenal. But so that Katz Deli was the first day in a little tour in New York. St. Patrick's Cathedral, we got a special guided tour. So you're up on the altar. You're getting the places the public can't get. Just phenomenal. Rockefeller Plaza at Christmas is phenomenal. We did a fun little Alive After Five cruise. Fox and Friends could not have been more gracious. Steve Ducey and all the crew there were great. Ellis Island, Natasha Fear and the Great Comet of 1812. The show was great. 9/11 Memorial, the Rockettes. I'm telling you, Madison Square Garden, it was great. Thanks, Jackie. Hope you come next year.
All right.
Thank bye-bye.
You, yes,
on Twitter.
Same to you.
Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Morning. I want to hear from the Army Corps of Engineers, who's in charge of this organization run by the federal government. Let's find out what this guy, where's he getting his orders from. Let's get down to the bottom of this. It would be interesting. Have a good day.
All right. That's a good question for Senator Hovind to see if they've gotten that idea, because the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers lost control of this process long ago. I have good authority that they were even unable to really logically explain the decision last night. There was a lot of humana, 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 humana. You know, a little Jackie Gleason action going on in the answer. Remember the Honeymooners, Don?
I was going to say, I was just about to pop in and say, God, you are old.
Pow! Right to the moon!
Not all of us remember it first hand. Some of us remember it second or third hand, but yeah. I do remember it.
800-228-0550. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. It's a great time. Stroll on in there. Have a cup of coffee. Maybe, get some things in chip-chop shape, tip-chop, tip-top shape. You want them working again. That's easier. Then come on in, have a cup of coffee, and take a look around. New and used Apache sprayers, but that ET Ag Center, more than 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And maybe it's time to upgrade. Check out one of those Apache sprayers that provide you the power to climb to your toughest grades, get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. Fuel efficient, reliable, top operator comfort, state-of-the-art noise dampening inside the cab, industry-leading 5-year driveline warranty. Across from Bonanza in Mandan, exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. All right, so our last caller wants some answers from the core as to who's pulling the strings where. I'll give that one to Senator Hoeven, bottom of the hour here for you. Bill in Bismarck, how about you? What are you looking for? Bill, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hi, good morning.
Didn't the Corps have the route that this pipe was going to go before the Indians start camping out here on the Corps land? And if they did, why are they rejecting now? And if the Indians, if they told the Indians they had to be off this land by the 5th of December, but we're not going to force you off. Well, what the hell kind of an order is that? That's a bunch of garbage. Do they know what the hell they're doing? I think the first thing that President-elect Trump should do when he gets in there is disband the Corps and get an organization in there that knows what the heck they're doing. Then the Corps is handling this the same way they handled the Missouri River flooding back in 2011. All screwed up. That's my position on this.
No, you're absolutely right. I share the exact same frustrations. And that's why I say I believe this decision, denying the permit and suggesting that a reroute, will be looked at and some, studying some impacts of a reroute, whatever. The Sunday afternoon, the Corps of Engineers didn't put out, an edict like this on a Sunday afternoon, but they were trying to do it ahead of, the December 5th deadline that they set that they didn't want to enforce. It's so obvious. I mean, look, you have every bit of information, every bit of evidence you need to point just to how this Obama administration is run. We're lucky they didn't do more damage in the time they were there, because these are the games they play. This decision got pulled from the Army Corps of Engineers. The Army Corps of Engineers all along said there's nothing here that would allow us to deny this permit. That's what they've said all along. Yet they're doing it anyway, because higher ups at the Army, higher ups at the Department of Justice, that order that you referenced about the camps and having to leave the camps was actually written by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers back in September.
Yeah, but they don't enforce anything.
And ready to go out in October, early October, and guess what happened? Nope, White House has to approve it. The White House has to approve a press release from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers? But see, that's the grip that the eco-terrorists have on President Obama and the White House. And do not forget that Dave Archambault's sister, Jody Gillette, was the longest-serving policy advisor to Barack Obama in the entire administration. She left, now works for the law firm that's getting all this money to get ready to sue law enforcement. So don't think this isn't being maneuvered from the White House directly at the Archambault's asking. That's what's going on.
Well, I think the Corps of, I mean, the The Corps of Engineers should be sued by this oil company for delaying them this long and for having them spend all the money to get to where they're at.
Well, of course, they took them to court once, and a judge sided with them, and they still did all this. I think the state of North Dakota should sue the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. I don't know what we're waiting for. We sue the government over waters of the U.S. We sue the government over, the Clean Power Plan. We sue the government over, all kinds of regulations. And if one, I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why. What are we waiting for? What are we waiting for?
We got a president in office that's waiting to see what will happen because he won't do anything. Just wait and hope everything goes away.
But we know all that. That's why I say that there's more we can do as a state. Good call, Bill. Appreciate the comments. Kurt and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, kind of try to put the positive spin on this, if there is one. I mean, I think it's pretty low, but does this give them the opportunity to say, yep, we won, go home, let things cool down, put the pipe in where they can research it, say, yep, this is a good spot for the pipeline. We were right in the first place, and done deal.
Well, I wonder. I don't know. But the Trump administration will undo this. I mean, the pipeline's built to each side of the water. It's done. All they have to do is bore underneath. That's all that's left. So now they're saying we're going to look at a reroute. That's just crazy. It's just crazy knowing what we know about that. But what this decision does do, and we know that Chairman Dave Archambault was saying yesterday, go home, folks. Be with your families. This is over. Thank you for your help. So tells me that they could be trying to just defuse it all.
Well, that would be a good thing.
It would. I don't disagree. I've said that at the top of the show, actually. If that's what's going on, fine. And really, nothing was going to change until the Trump administration came in anyway, right?
Absolutely. So we got 30 days or so to look at a different alternate and say, no, this is the best one, and move on.
So you're suggesting the decision by the Corps was potentially just a way to let them claim victory, leave, and in the end, everything will be the same anyway, but it diffuses the situation, so let's be glad about it.
Well, got to take a little victory or a little positive spin every once in a while.
I don't disagree. I don't. I guess the question is now, since you have Chase Iron Eyes and others saying, we're not going to leave, whether that will work as intended. I hope it does, and
yeah,
I'd be okay with it, too. I mean, look, if you're in the middle of a massive battle to say, hey, let the other guys think they won, I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. And we know what's going to be done in the end. More after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 153 times and had over 47,000 people on tour. Come and join me on the official Norsk Høstfest Norway tour, May 29th through June 11th. See Norway at its very best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Visit Vinod's sister city of Skien. Meet and greet Bjørholm. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me at 1-800-343-0093. That again is 1-800-343-0093. Sign up by December 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Give them a chance to go away. They've got so many ties into this federal administration that they know exactly what they're doing. And no, Obama isn't hoping it'll go away. He's hoping it'll finish in favor of the green people, because that's his agenda, always has been. He's a terrible administrator, a terrible president as far as America goes. Have a good one.
Yeah, I don't disagree with anything there. All I'm saying is that the Obama administration knows, you know, all they control is between now and January 20th. And just, you know, keeping things status quo, in other words, leaving it in limbo, doesn't change much. But if they say they deny the permit, deny the easement, you know, Obama might not hope it goes away. He might want this a full-blown confrontation. But I think there are voices at Standing Rock that do want to go away. And even the chairman now is saying go home. Chase Iron Eye is saying something different, which another texter points out. None of the things that have happened in the last weeks have been surprising if you consider the normal MO of the eco-terrorists in the administration. What's truly most concerning now is the growing voice from the camp, specifically from former congressional candidate Chase Iron Eye, that they often ought to use the 10,000 people there to establish and renegotiate international treaty rights. He's talking about seizing land and starting a war with folks he hopes he can turn into an army. Yeah, I've seen some very disturbing things with Chase Iron Eye. Rev, why don't you try and schedule some time with him as well? His post today is interesting when Chairman Archambault is saying one thing and he's saying another. That guy has a daily debate with himself. I can't figure it out. You know, you talk to him one time, and he's, you know, worried about this and that, and seeming to be, you know, moving towards the reasonable side. And then the next day, he's right back the other way. It's you know, full-on eco-terrorist. I think it's attention, sadly, that he seeks more than anything. Senator John Homan will join us momentarily. He's not on yet, right, guys? So I can go back to a few more of the calls here. All right, Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just calling. I don't know a thing about how they elect their tribal leaders or whatever, but I do believe they better do something to get these other people out. I've heard that Addie, I think it was, on your station, and the natives seem as upset with those people as we are. So I don't know how they do that, but another reason I'm calling is because I don't think John Hoeven has done anything that I'm proud of as far as standing up for North Dakota in Washington, D.C., When I saw him stand behind Mitch McConnell, that was a definite red flag for me. The only time I've seen or heard from John Holman very much is when he was running for re-election. And, boy, then they couldn't put enough commercials out there. I'm also in favor of downsizing the national government and getting rid of a lot of these 24-hour a day, 365-day-a-year politicians. Does it take that long to take care of and the tons of people they have working for them? We've come so far from our original.
Well, Cheryl, Cheryl, specifically on the Dakota Access Pipeline response, what do you want from your elected officials? What is the thing you most seek?
Well, I'm seeking somebody to stand up and say this is the way we voted it in. These people weren't there. They said go through. I said, no, let's go through with it. Why do we let these extremists from all over the United States and other countries come here and stop our law?
Cheryl, appreciate the call. Thanks. Call again. Others waiting. We're going to chat with one of our newsmakers today on this situation, Senator John Hoeven, Republican representing the great state of North Dakota in the U.S. Senate. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Scott, good to be with you.
Did the decision yesterday by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers surprise you?
You know, it didn't surprise me because Obama's been holding up this decision all along. And, you know, I was pretty sure just based on how he does things that he would either delay it through the end of his term or turn it down through the end of his term. And unfortunately, he did. I mean, this does not follow the rule of law. And unfortunately, it perpetuates a very difficult situation. And, of course, that's why we've already weighed in with the Trump team and given them the facts on the ground. And as you've seen, they've already come out and said that they will approve the project.
Do you anticipate that the Trump administration would simply be able to put the pieces back together on January 20th? I mean, is there anything the Corps has done yesterday in this decision that can't be undone?
No, and really, you've seen the courts have already weighed in not once but twice and said that, you know, the company has done everything that needs to be done. So, I mean, both the courts and the Trump administration will approve the project. And I think the Obama people know that. They know that it's going to be approved. This was just a way for them to really avoid doing it. But the reality is the company's done the required all the required studies and everything else, met the requirements of the law. We are a country of the rule of law. And the reality is this can be built safely for everyone downstream, whether it's the tribe or anyone else. It is going to be built safely for everyone.
You know, President Obama himself said, I think it was shortly before the election, let's let this play out while they take a look at a reroute of the Dakota Access Pipeline, which, of course, was at about the, you know, 10th hour. And now you're at the 11th hour because you have the pipeline literally built up to the water on each end. What is this business about a reroute, and will that get a serious look by the Corps?
Well, you know, that just doesn't work at this point. The project's 98% built. And a lot of the same environmental opposition will then just go protest the next site. I mean, they've protested all the pipelines, not just this pipeline. They go around the country doing that. And the reality is we need this energy infrastructure, whether it's traditional energy like fossil fuels or renewable energy, meaning transmission lines. We need this infrastructure to move energy as safely as possible. People need to keep in mind this energy is already moving. This oil is already moving by truck and by rail across bridges. So, again, this is the safest way to move it. And you have to think about all of the folks that have come here to protest. I mean, they come either by car or they come by airplane, and they're using these fossil fuels. How do they figure those fossil fuels are getting to where they left to come here? They're coming by rail, they're coming by truck, or they're coming by pipeline. And pipeline's the safest way to do it.
A couple things our listeners have raised is one, and I, you know, think there might be something to this. I mean, the deadline for evacuation to clear the site was tomorrow, and there was a lot of confusion over, you know, the enforcement of that. I mean, do you think the decision late yesterday on a Sunday by the Corps was partly to defuse this situation, knowing that nothing's really going to change anyway? Also, Chairman Dave Archambault was on the Native American station at 48, telling people in the camp, leave, go home, be with your families, thanks for your help, asking people to clear out. Do you think there's any possibility they know this is going to be overturned by the Trump administration, but use this as a way to defuse the protest situation?
Well, I think that is some of their thinking. And the reality is here, the protesters really do need to leave at this point. I mean, they're making it the situation difficult for everyone concerned, for the people, the farmers and ranchers that live and work in the area, for the people in the communities like Bismarck and Mandan in the area, you know, for law enforcement, for everyone. They're making the situation very difficult. And, you know, obviously with the cold weather and everything else now, it is time for them to go. As I said, the Trump administration and the courts are going to take this up. But, you know, the real venue for somebody who objects to a decision is to take it to the courts. And they have every opportunity to do that, like anyone else. But this is a situation that's gone on too long. It's difficult for everybody. It really is time for the protesters to leave.
Texter says, how about getting President-elect Trump on and ask him what he's going to do about this and the Keystone XL pipeline, both of which have been approved, two court rulings on the Dakota Access and multiple environmental impact studies requested by the State Department, of which resulted in no noticeable impact from the Keystone XL. Dan and Dickinson sends that question. You mentioned earlier a statement from the Trump administration. Are you talking about related to last night's decision, or are you talking about previously in general saying they support this project?
Previously, Scott, I don't know if you saw it, but I put out a press release last week wherein, you know, we've met with the Trump transition team a number of times, given them the information. And last week, Trump came out with a statement saying very clearly that he would approve the project once he takes office and also provide law enforcement assistance to our state and local law enforcement to keep the peace. He put that out in a statement.
Another has suggested that, and you mentioned this will play out in the courts, specific to this decision, do you think there will be an effort to take this to court? In other words, somebody wanted the company to do it. I'm a little baffled, honestly, why the state of North Dakota hasn't. We've done it with Clean Power Plan and Waters of the U.S. and other regulations we've saw as onerous. Would you think it's time for the state of North Dakota to sue over this and how this has been handled?
Look, necessary, but as I've said, the Trump administration, again, that's why we've worked to get them the information. They've already said they will approve it upon taking office. And remember, it's already in the courts, Scott. The protesters have taken it to the courts, and a federal district court judge in Washington, D.C., James Vosburgh, an Obama appointee, ruled in favor of the company and said construction can proceed. The company did the things that they need to do. This will be built safely. It's been rerouted many times to address any sensitive issues. This is an Obama appointee that made that ruling, and that was upheld by an appellate court already.
Another listener raised an issue that Chase Iron Eyes evidently is suggesting that the people that have protested here be used in future disputes to establish and renegotiate international treaty rights, essentially talking about seizing land and starting a war based on the model that was used here. Does that surprise you?
Well, you know, it's disappointing. And the reality is we're a country of the rule of law. And it's to everyone's benefit to follow the law. Any protest needs to be peaceful, and grievances should be addressed through the court system. But we all need to follow the law. And that's the frustration that we have here in North Dakota, is when these protests have not, when they've been violent. And that shouldn't happen. And we're going to continue to get the facts out there. Decisions need to be made on the merits. And we need to follow the law.
Somebody else also asked if this decision was a reach down from Obama to the Department of Justice, to the Army, to the Corps. I mean, is this the Corps' decision,
no,
or is this Obama's? What's that?
This is President Obama. This is the Obama administration stepping in front. And actually, it's not even selective enforcement of the law. It's failure to follow the law. And, you know, that is just wrong. I mean, his job is to enforce the law, all of the laws, whether he likes them or not. That is the responsibility of the president.
How are you doing for time?
We're doing fine.
Okay,
yeah, we're doing good.
All right, so we'll take a short break. We have some calls here that have a question or comment. Ted and Mandry, Candy and Ashley and Casey in South Dakota will get you in here as well. I think we answered all the questions that came in prior to Senator Hoeven coming on, so we got a chance to address those as well. Jonathan Thompson, who's the head of the National Sheriff's Association, been very helpful adding law enforcement resources, will join us at the top of the hour. Plus, Drew Wrigley, the Lieutenant Governor, coming up. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10? E85, E30, E40, do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC First Aid Coordinator Shelley Dahl discussing common hunting injuries and how to prepare.
One third of every person that owns a tree stand ends up having some kind of an accident with that. And primarily we see broken bones, impalement where they're falling on a branch that goes into their body, rib fractures, and a lot of times neck and spine injuries. So our goal at the North Dakota Safety Council is really to give people the tools that they can use to make sure that if somebody is in an accident, that they're a statistic for an accident and not a fatality. It's what can I do to help the people that are with me? There's simple things that you can do and that you learn in a CPR and first aid class that really can help keep you safe as well.
For safe hunting tips and a full listing of upcoming first aid and CPR classes, go to www.ndsc.org. That's ndsc.org.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When I hear Christmas music, I instantly think of the reason for the season, how wonderful this is, and no matter what's happening, no matter what problem or challenge we're tackling, that we'll be just fine. We'll be just A-OK. Get in the Christmas spirit. And by the way, if you're Christmas shopping, to do a little gift giving this year, and you have a Bison fan on your list, they have great Bison apparel at PetroServe USA locations. Really good deals. And nice stuff for fun. PetroServe USA, the place where you can, you know, have that 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce soda, two cookies, four items, $4 all day, every day. Register for $50,000 they're giving away, and they have new registrations every week, new drawings every week for that. And, of course, they connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields, too. So you have choice at the pump. At PetroServe USA, look for the red, white, and blue. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with Senator John Hoeven here for a few more minutes. And we're talking Dakota Access Pipeline, the decision by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Really, it's a President Obama decision. So, you know, I mentioned earlier, I've long watched this connection to President Obama and Standing Rock. Of course, with Jody Gillette, the sister of Chairman Dave Archambault, the longest-serving policy advisor of President Obama, the fact that he makes his one and only trip to North Dakota as president, to Cannonball and to the reservation, and then just the ongoing poking and prodding and politicization of this particular project at the Q's of Standing Rock. There's no doubt President Obama is intricately involved in this lawlessness in disrupting the rule of law in this situation. Is there?
No, there's no question that President Obama made this call because clearly it doesn't follow the rule of law. And so he made the call. And, you know, another thing I want to point out, Scott, and this is something I talked about on the Senate floor. You know, they're talking about this crossing. It can be built safely, not only for the tribe, but everyone downstream. And the other thing is we have 1,079 water body crossings by oil pipelines in this state. So this would be 1,080. We have more than 38,000 nationwide. So somebody needs to explain to me, why is this one so much different than any of the thousands of others that we have? This is the latest, greatest technology. It doesn't even go in the river. It's 100 feet below the river. And this all is already being transported across the river right now on truck and train over bridges. So, I mean, again, let's focus on the facts.
Yeah, and don't you think, though, this isn't about this particular pipeline any more than it was about the Keystone XL pipeline or any of the merits that they claim to use? This is really, number one, a challenge to private property rights, but number two, a militant effort to disrupt the economy and stop energy infrastructure. I mean, that's what they're doing, aren't they?
Yeah, and let's also remember that it isn't on the reservation. It's in an existing right-of-way, an existing corridor, which already includes a high-voltage transmission line and a natural gas pipeline. So whether you're for fossil fuel or renewable energy, both types of transmission are in this corridor. And how are we going to produce energy in this country and get it to market if we don't have the infrastructure to do it cost-effectively and safely?
Last question for me, and then I want to go to these callers. The bottom line here is, as much as there's a hue and cry over this decision, it really isn't that big a deal. As you said earlier, it's not that surprising because come January, all of it's undone anyway. So if anything, this might send a few protesters home, and that'd be a good thing. I mean, really, there's no bad in this for the ultimate Dakota Access Pipeline, is there?
Well, that's right. Look, President Obama wanted this as part of his legacy. This is where he's coming from. He's anti-fossil fuel. And so, again, not a surprise you made this decision. So, really, we understand that. Protesters should now go home. This is going to be dealt with in the courts and the Trump administration.
Let's go to Mandaree. Ted, your question for Senator John Hovind. Go ahead.
Okay, Doja from the Hirata people of Fort Worth. I was there yesterday at the DAPL scene, and it's quite unexplainable about the efforts that the people are doing there, trying to stop something that, and according to my estimations on Governor Hovind, is the law was clearly violated. I do have evidence of NEPA studies not done. And the main thing is, why did not the Corps of Engineers obtain the signature of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe or their consent to cross what is belongs to them? It belongs to the, under the law, again, that's Indian country.
The water belongs to them. Okay. He wonders why there wasn't consent from Standing Rock, Senator.
Well, Ted, thanks for calling in. Look, the Corps followed the law, and it's not just the Corps' environmental assessment that you can look to see that they did meet all the requirements. But an Obama-appointed federal district court judge in Washington, D.C., reviewed the entire record. And he even said he came with a mindset to give the tribe the benefit of the doubt on every issue. And in a 50-page opinion, he came back and said, look, the Corps did everything and the company did everything they were supposed to do to meet all the requirements of the law and not only make sure that the project is safe for the tribe and everyone else downstream, but they also rerouted 140 times even though they're in an existing corridor with a gas pipeline and a high voltage transmission line, they still rerouted more than 140 times to avoid any sensitive site.
All right, Ted, we're going to have to leave it there. Candy and Casey will get to you after the break.
Thanks for your call, Ted. Thanks for your call, Ted. And, you know, Fort Berthold, three affiliated tribes, has done amazing development of oil and gas.
Great points. Love to see their voices be a little stronger in all of this because they have obviously benefited mightily from that for many reasons. Thanks, Senator. Senator John Hovind, our guest on What's On Your Mind. More coming up.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because their body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying for happiness with Pure Soap? These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in